When you come into the sanctuary, aren't you supposed to take your hat off out of respect? Some of you have already been probably fuming and fussing because I've got my cap on. And for some of you, it's because it's the wrong cap. Those of you who don't know, this is Boston Red Sox. Well, I was wearing it in honor of Dana DeLue, who is with us today. He's been on our prayer list. Dana is starting radiation treatments Thursday, and so we want to continue to pray for him. But Dana and his wonderful sister Claire got to take a special trip last weekend to Boston and see the Boston Red Sox play, and he brought me a cap back. So I thought I'd wear it for a little while. I'll take it off now, but in honor of Dana. But Dana, we continue to pray for you too. All right, are there any other prayer concerns or praises you'd like to mention today? Let me invite you then, as you're able, to stand together and we'll join our voices in the call to worship. Our trust is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. I'm going to invite all the children now to come forward and sit on the front pew over here as we have some presentations to make. So everyone come forward. As they're coming, greet someone close by you and let them know you're glad to see them today. Okay, y'all have a seat right here. Make room for everybody. Hey, Ava. Oh, thank you very much. All right. You'll see in your bulletin that we are honoring a few people today, what we do every year on Rally Day. First, we're going to start with our brand new acolytes. The acolytes are the ones who make sure that our candles are lit, and then take the candles, the fire is a sign of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's presence among us. So our brand new acolytes are our brand new third graders. So as I call your name, please come forward, and Miss Julie is going to give you a certificate with your name on it, as well as a cross that you can wear. You can wear the cross when you acolyte, or you can wear it, you know, any other time as well. So Maggie Baker, you'll come forward. Why don't you take your certificate and then just stand here for a minute? Somebody might want to take a picture. Yashi Franks. Will Gray. Jake Michael. Logan Michael. Carter Miller. Emma Rose Moore. And somebody who's got a birthday coming up, Leah Wolverton. All right, we are so thankful for all of you and look forward to seeing you acolyte this year. So let's give them a hand and thank them. All right, thank you very much. You can be seated now. And then we always present a Bible to a fourth grader as they kind of age out of children's church and give them a Bible to read. And this is a very special Bible, one that I enjoy reading myself, and some of you even that are out of school might enjoy reading. It's called the Action Bible, and it tells all the stories of the Bible, but like in a comic book where you can read it and understand it much better. So we want to present this special Bible this morning to Mallory Foster. Mallory, we're proud of you, the fourth grade. Look, Miss Julie wants to take a picture of you. All right, thank you. Let's give Mallory a word of appreciation. All right, now we want to honor those who are going into middle school. I realize because schools start at different times, maybe some have already started, but, you know, we're starting a brand new year, sixth grade, middle school. So we're going to invite you to come forward and give your certificate, Chandler Forrester. Caroline Gray, Braylon Nance, who's not here with us today, and Layla Richard. Chandler, if you'd stand right here in the middle, somebody back there I think wants a picture. Caroline, if you would stand next to him. All right, middle schoolers. Thank you. And brand new high school. Middle school is the thing of the past now. On to high school. Gina Hester is sick today, so she's not with us. So Cooper Barnard, you're going to represent the high school. Cooper, congratulations. Picture. All right, thank you very much. Now, the youth have been away at camp, and they want to show you some of the things that they did at camp. They're called energizers. Energizers are not soft and quiet. They are meant to energize you and wake you up. So the youth are going to come and energize for us, and while they're doing that, I'm going to have you go out and collect pennies for hunger, okay? So why don't we let y'all get up and get started? You want to leave that there or whatever you want to do? Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher, for God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eye. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on.
What? You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
You'll never run away. I think of it two ways. One, Jesus will never run away from you. Jesus will always be with you. And we can think about, as we link arms, that we're not going to run away from each other. We're going to help each other no matter what happens. We're going to be there for each other. So that's great. All right. Miss Jane is ready for children's church. Are you? You can head out now to children's church and learn more about Jesus. That's great. Need help? You got it? Better hurry up. They're going to be waiting for you. There you go. Good job.
Good morning. You're going to hear from the youth from their summer adventures, but before we start, I want to mention a couple of the youth that were not able to be here today. Zach was not able to be here. He could not get off work. And Samantha Horner is at college, and she's not able to be here. And Katie Colley, she, of course, is at the hospital, probably with her baby sister. But I wanted to tell you something that Samantha Horner took part in, because it was a big deal to her. At Montreat, you can apply for the Jeremiah Project, And it's where you participate in worship there. And Samantha applied in the summer, and she was accepted. And so the whole week at Montreat, she took part in the Jeremiah Project during worship. So she spoke in front of 1,200 youth. She stood up on stage with the pastors and the keynote speakers. And it was a very special part of Montreat her senior year. So I just wanted you to be aware of the impact that she had on others. And now you're going to hear from our youth, and Noelle will start with Massanetta.
Hello. Listen, real fast, I know you're probably going to get asked this question a lot today, but I truly want to know, how are you doing? So, how are you doing? Okay, good. So, what I'm going to be talking to you about is Massanetta. Now, what was super special about this year is we had three top-notch enablers serving while Katie and I were there, who we all know and love, Ryan, McNeil, and Lauren. Enablers basically help the keynote speakers deliver the message through singing and performing skits, and of course, our beloved energizers. What is it about us Presbyterians and energizers? We had a very cool message this year. It was called Y'all Are Mine, a very cool, creative, southern twist on the passage Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 2. Basically, what that verse says is, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Those words mean a lot to me for so many reasons. One way to sum it up is, you are created, claimed, and called by God. That's the way we worded it at Massanetta. I love this verse so much for so many reasons. Here's some reasons. It means that no matter what, you belong to God. And no matter what happens, He's got your back. Another is, the amount of cool, fun activities they had to reinforce the message was amazing. Also, I really loved that verse. To me, it means that we belong to God if we follow Him. Those are just some reasons, of course. Really fast, I just wanted to say what the three C's meant to me. Created, claimed, and called. Created, He made you. There is nothing He doesn't know about you. He knows you and He loves you. Claimed, you don't belong to anyone but Him. You are His. Trust in Him. Called. He made the name for you for a reason, because that's the way He chose to show your unique personality, because that's the way He chose to call you. He created, claimed, and called you. Just think about that for a minute. No matter where you go or what you do, please remember that. I love Massanetta. I thank you for supporting us as youth, allowing us to go to middle school conference every summer. I hope to return one day as an enabler and excite others about God's love, the way our enablers inspired all of the campers this summer. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm going to talk about the hostel in Philadelphia. The hostel was in the Old Town section of Philadelphia near the Delaware River. It was located in an alleyway with lots of brick roads around. The hostel was a four-story building with no elevators, so we had to carry the luggage up. A kitchen and a lounging room and a pool table made the bottom floor. The next three stories were filled with rooms. Each floor had a typical bathroom to share for the whole floor. But the most impressive part of the hostel was when you entered the stairwell. The Rocky theme played, and you felt bad going any slower than a walk up them. And I'm also going to share with you the experience from the Share Garden. On the first day, after taking a 20-minute ride through Philadelphia, we arrived at our first mission place. We worked in the gardens, which was a very considerable size for being in the heart of Philly. This garden was responsible for thousands of people's food, fresh food, daily. Some of us worked on pulling weeds, and some of us weighed the produce. Some of us picked the plants, and some of us pushed the carts inside to be shipped to smaller places. And this was no small operation. We were packing semis full of food to be shipped all throughout the city and the surrounding counties. This was a way bigger operation than it was in New York City, and I'm proud of taking part of it.
Good morning. So on our second and third full days in Philadelphia, we went to a school called St. James School, and it wasn't far from the SHARE program that we went to the first day. And it was a school that served less privileged kids in this certain neighborhood of Philadelphia. And in the back of the school, they had a garden. And in the garden, they used all the crops for their cafeteria, and they sent other crops home with their students for their families to use. So when we got there, the garden didn't look like it was in the best of shape, but after two full days of moving compost bins, which everybody loved, and moving garden boxes, pulling weeds, laying paths, moving wheelbarrows full of dirt and mulch, picking crops, and much more, we made the garden into something amazing that you would never have expected after seeing it the first day when we got there. And I think it's just amazing to see how one group of people can do something so great in 2 days. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. After we worked in the garden at St. James on Tuesday and Wednesday, we ate lunch and then the students had recess. They all went in different directions to either ride bikes, play basketball, throw football, or just talk with their friends. On Tuesday, I tossed a ball back and forth with a girl named Kaziah. Then more of GPCU joined us along with some of Kaziah's friends, and the students talked about our southern accents. When recess was over and the students had to go back inside to class, Kaziah gave me a hug goodbye. She was so sweet, and I enjoyed getting to know her. On Wednesday, we took a break from working in the garden, and Maggie, a woman who worked at St. James, gave us a tour around the school and showed us around the neighborhood. We learned a lot about the families and the students who go to St. James as we walked through the neighborhood. When we were in the cafeteria, the table captains for lunch came down and shook each of our hands and introduced themselves. After the tour, we finished up our work in the garden and had lunch. At recess that day, my youth group and I got a group of students together and taught them how to play a game called Elbow Tag. Many kids joined our game, including Kaziah and her friends. The game of Elbow Tag went on for the remainder of recess, and more students continued to join in. One of the students' names was Kaylin, and she was shy at first, but her face lit up when she started to run around. The students were so happy while they played, and it made me happy to watch them. When recess ended that day, we were all sad because we had to say goodbye to our new friends. I hope they still continue to play elbow tag, even though the GPC youth wasn't there to play with them. Being able to spend time and play with the students at St. James was so much fun, and I got to know a few of them, like Kaylin and Kaziah, that I will remember forever. Thank you.
Good day.
So my favorite part about Philadelphia by far was the St. James experience, and my topic is to talk about honey, but I think they deserve a little bit more credit than that. So let's get to it. That school is a very, very amazing place, and the cause that they serve was just, there aren't words to describe the good that they're doing for that community. And I'd tell you where they're located, but I have no idea. So, something they did there is they had this honey thing. They had a bunch of bees. They made honey, and they gave them to donors. So after all the hard work that we put in, they gave me one of these little honey jars full of honey, and it was awesome because it tasted good. And, you know, it showed us how hard we worked and how much we put in and how much that we got out of it, which was a lot more than honey in a jar. It was a lot of self-fulfillment, and I got to see how we impacted a community. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Abby. During our time in Philadelphia, we worked for a mission group called Share. Share is a group that distributes food in several ways, and one of those ways is in boxes that are packed and sent out. These boxes are specifically sent to elderly members of the community that are low on resources and are not physically able to go shop for groceries themselves. Our youth group helped pack the boxes, and we filled them with things such as cereal and canned goods. It was a lot of fun, especially since we got to work with another youth group from New Jersey. We sang, sung, and danced so the work flew by. It was a lot of fun and a wonderful to work for such an amazing cause.
Hello, everyone. While we were in Philadelphia, we had to participate in an activity Wonder Voyage calls Stone Soup. In this activity, we were split up into three different teams, each with four youth members. Each team was given a budget of $80 to spend on anything they would need to make a dish. At nighttime, a team had to cook their meal for the adults and other teams. The goal of Stone Soup is to encourage teamwork and have fun while doing it. The first night of Stone Soup, we had a beautiful Italian chicken casserole. The second night, you had the choice of delicious chicken crepes or sweet fruit crepes. And the third night, we had an amazing chicken stir fry. Coming from experience, I can say that each meal was wonderfully made and tasted amazing. It was so awesome to see all my friends working together to create meals, and I will never forget this experience.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, my name is Cooper Barnard, and as most of y'all know, I broke my foot at the beginning of summer, so I was in a boot while I was in Philadelphia. I took a knee walker to help me get around easier, and this opened up a lot of conversation with homeless people. They told me about the injuries they have had, and some people said they were currently injured, and they told me that they wish they had a knee walker like me. I feel like this helped me connect with homeless people.
I know everyone else has said it, but good morning, everybody. My name is Ainsley Cutlip, and this summer I had the amazing opportunity to go on a trip to Philadelphia. Our trip was organized by a nonprofit organization called Wonder Voyage. Wonder Voyage plans trips like this for groups and individuals. Our amazing guide's name was Susan. She took us around Philadelphia to where we would work and where we would go for fun. Part of Wonder Voyage's policy is not letting the kids know where we're going, so every time we asked, she would say, "I wonder." That really annoyed all of us, but it made us more excited to go where she planned because it was a surprise. Our guide Susan is from Philadelphia, so on the last day we were there, she took us to the church she usually goes to. Her church's name is St. John's and has been around since the 1830s. Before we embarked on our crazy adventure of going home, Susan invited us to her home. She introduced us to her family, and she ordered us foods that were popular in Pennsylvania. While we were there, we sang, danced, showed her our favorite Energizers, and we played a game that we played at St. John's, which was elbow tag. And I would just like to thank all of you for supporting our youth group so we can go on trips like this. And I wonder where we could go next.
Good morning. At Montreat, we had a main theme, and that was lift every voice. During worship and keynote, they would always mention something with the theme. One main thing that stuck out to me one day was where they talked about passing a microphone. And in the end, because of this, it made me think of how much we truly need to pass a microphone and give people a chance to speak and tell their stories. Another thing that we, in my small group, that we brought up was our opinions and our personal thoughts. We learned in that small group that day that no matter how much we disagree, we still need to respect and listen, because when we don't listen, we don't lift everyone's voice, but when we respect and listen, we will lift every voice, no matter how much we disagree with it. And throughout the week, it was a real eye-opener for me, and I learned a lot, and thank you for this opportunity.
Hey, y'all. I'm Lauren Bartley.
And I'm McNeil Johnston.
And we're going to share a bit about Montreat with you.
For those of you who don't know, Montreat is a small town, it's a small campus in the mountains of North Carolina. And it's set in sort of a valley with mountaintops surrounding the campus. There are super beautiful creeks, and there's a lake running through the middle. And the weather is gorgeous, and so are the people.
The main parts of the conference include keynote, small group, and rec events. Keynote is a service where the message and scripture of the day is brought to life and explained. And we do energizers and sing and get to know Jesus a little better.
Small group is a group of 30 random kids from different youth groups that got grouped together to discuss keynote. My small group was incredible. I was in small group 17. And we opened up to each other a lot. We all shared our opinions. No one was afraid to share their perspective or their view or their story, and we all became really close, and we still talk every day.
My small group was pretty diverse. We had awesome conversations and plenty of laughter, given that our leader was extremely ditzy. We still loved her, though, and we learned a lot throughout the week. We split into smaller small groups that consisted of about seven, and we got very close, and we also still talk every day. After small group and in the evening after worship, we had free rec. In the afternoons, your small group ventured throughout obstacles to find puzzle pieces or participated in all conference art projects. One day, there were mirrors and magic markers set up to write encouraging messages like, "Look how beautiful you are, choose joy, and along with the mountains and oceans, God made you." That was super impactful.
Every night, starting the very first day that we got there, there was a dance party. You'll all be proud to know that GPC was in the very front every time, showing off our incredible dance moves and often leading line dances and energizers, go figure, and several other church groups followed our lead. Those nights were super incredible. We got to bond not only with each other as a youth group, but the entire conference, considering that we were all busting out some crazy, embarrassing dance moves together.
Other fun rec events included a trivia night, and as much fun as we had contributing answers and thinking we were totally in first place, we didn't place on the scoreboard. Thursday night, there was a variety show where youth showed off their talents of singing or playing the piano or even sock puppets. The energy at Montreat is an indescribable feeling of freedom, like this is where I'm meant to be.
Midway through the week, the conference is allowed one free day where youth groups can go out and explore the Montreat, Black Mountain, Asheville area. Our group decided that we would eat a quick lunch and then go shop for canned foods for a food drive that the conference was holding, and then we'd come back to campus for a little bit of R&R.
During every trip that we all went on, we incorporated one meal at Chick-fil-A. So when we got to pick what we wanted for lunch, you better believe we wound up eating chicken sandwiches and drinking sweet tea.
Directly after lunch on our free day, I had pulled out my phone to text my mom an update about what we were going to do. And I saw that I got a notification in a group chat that all the counselors or the enablers from Massanutta are in together. There was a really long message from an Abby Rhodes, which is the sister of one of our fellow enablers. The message said that Sarah Rhodes, a fellow T-teamer of mine and Ryan's, but also a really close friend of Lauren's, had gotten in a car accident on her way to council to another camp, one for kids with disabilities, and she had passed away.
The three of us enablers were so distraught. The news hurt us deeply and we struggled. But through this tragedy, not only did our youth group, but the whole community of Montreat was brought together, since Sarah was on work crew for middle school Montreat the week before. But regardless, I've never prayed so much in a matter of week for guidance and understanding.
Although the news was pretty terrible, Montreat was a beautiful place to be during what happened. Everyone supported the three of us. We were given time to meet with conference pastors, time to remember Sarah, and a whole lot more. Susie Burns, one of the directors at Montreat, is the mom of a fellow enabler, Scott. As soon as the news hit, she introduced herself to us. She sought us out and told us that she was here for us with whatever we needed. She did so much for our comfort and for our faith, and we are all so blessed to have had her there. She was a total rock for the enablers.
We were so glad to have our youth group there through what we were going through during this time, for giggles and hugs and tears that we all shared. Every time we go on a trip, we always feel more and more like a family, but this shaped us in a completely different way. And even though it damaged us a little, it was definitely a blessing in us all. Thank you.
So now that you've heard from their summer adventures, I think they had an awesome time. They grew as a youth group, but now you're going to hear from them in a song that they love, one of their most favorite songs.
Oh, my soul, worship his holy name.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. And we as the congregation want you to know that we love you and we want to be there for you throughout this school year. So let's join together in prayer. Oh Lord, help every one of us here to bless you this day, to honor you, to worship you, to thank you for who you have been in our lives, and then to take what you have given to us and share it with others. Lord, we thank you for every part of this service, every child, every youth, and for how their presence encourages us and how their words, their stories from this past summer, teach us lessons that we need to hear and relearn. So, Lord, we pray that you would encourage all of us together now as we seek to worship you and bless you from our hearts, even as we pray together in one voice the prayer that Jesus taught his followers to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, today we also welcome back our choir. Choir, we're glad that you're here singing again. And so we will enjoy hearing their song as we give our gifts in praise to God today.
These walls we assemble, within these walls we gather.
Oh, Lord, we thank you and praise you for every blessing, because we believe that every blessing in our life comes from you. So, Lord, we give these gifts now, asking you to take them and multiply them. Use us for your honor and glory wherever we find ourselves. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you to be seated. There's a song that the youth learned while they were away this summer. And Ryan Catalano is going to come and tell us a little bit about the song. It's number 563, if you want to go ahead and find it in your hymnal. Ryan's going to tell us a little bit about the background of the song. And then the choir is going to sing through the first verse of the song so that we can hear it and get to know it a little bit. And then I'm going to invite you to stand, and we will sing all three verses ourselves as our closing hymn. So, Ryan?
So, Lift Every Voice was the theme of Montreat this year. Lift Every Voice is a poem written in the 1900s by James Weldon Johnson. The poem was later set to music by Johnson's brother and adopted by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People as its official song. Lift Every Voice and Sing was often sung during the African American Civil Rights Movement and is often referred to as the Black National Anthem.
Invite you, as you're able to stand, we'll sing all three verses.
Oh,
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, now and forever. Amen.